Welcome to the Period Besties podcast with Stasha and Katie. Think About It is chatting with your best friends about all the TMI stuff you've never talked about before with two period coaches who've been helping hormones collectively for over 20 years now. I'm Stasha.
And I'm Katie, and we're pulling back the curtain on what it's like in the world of menstrual coaching. From puberty to menopause and everything in between, we're here to show you how period coaching can save the day. We'll share practical tips and information you can put to immediate use to improve your hormones and happiness.
We're removing the mystery, ending the taboo, and shining a light on just how powerful period coaching can be.
So whether you need period coaching or are considering becoming a period coach yourself, these episodes are going to help you. We'll share stories, coach live on air, and bring smart, savvy guests to share their wisdom too. Let's start today's episode.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Period Besties podcast. Today, we're going to do a deep dive into the follicular phase, the phase that starts on day one of your cycle is the follicular phase. And we're going to be talking about the five phases of your cycle, which I'm super excited to talk about because most people look at the cycle in two phases, the follicular day one of your period till ovulation, and then ovulation until you get your period in the luteal phase. So let's talk about the follicular phase. Stasha, what's happening?
Yeah. So, when I was kind of developing my system, I was thinking like, you don't feel the same on day one of your period as you do on, say, day five. So The menstrual phase to me is what you segue into the follicular phase. So I often think of follicular as you may still be having your period, you may still be bleeding, but your energy is coming up because your estrogen is starting to rise in this phase. Your LH, your luteinizing hormone, is starting to rise in this phase. Your FSH, follicle stimulating hormone, is rising in this phase. So you've got all of these hormones that are starting to rise in your follicular phase. And as it goes up the slope, your energy goes up the slope with it, right? You have more clarity. Your brain is often really strategic. Like a lot of times we find ourselves in follicular thinking about like, how can we do these things? And we'll talk about my like, what would Hermione do system down the line. But I think of it as the how phase, the Hermione phase, right? Like, how are we going to keep these boys from dying in the next magical dungeon? But in our case, how are we going to make it to the next period? But it is really a phase where you're starting to feel more extroverted, and it's because those hormones are rising. And it's growing some follicles. So you have about 10 to 15 follicles in your follicular phase that are ripening eggs. Theoretically, the best one will win, and that will be ovulation. But in the follicular phase, you've got all of these follicles ripening. So one of the things that we often see is if your follicular phase isn't as healthy as it should be, is a lack of zinc, because your follicles really need zinc. And so when we see problems with the follicular phase, a lot of times my first go-to is zinc, but it takes about 100 days for follicles to rejuvenate, repair, and start working again. So making sure you're taking care of that follicular phase, even though you may feel good and you're like, oh boy, I'm excited about life again, make sure you're taking care of yourself in this phase, because otherwise it does take, you know, a good 3 months to come back around, 3+ months to come back around and heal and repair those follicles.
And that's something for anyone that is preparing their body for pregnancy, like just being aware of, you know, the amount of time that it can take. You know, I always share with my clients, like, give your body minimum 3 months, but ideally 6 months, maybe even longer, to really work on your cycle and, you know, the quality of the eggs. And all of that can definitely shift with diet and lifestyle, like so much. So just wanted to kind of like share that. I've seen that with so many of my clients, myself included, with my own fertility journey. But this is something to be really mindful about. And I love that you brought up the zinc. It's so important.
Yeah, it's just when I think follicular phase, I think zinc. So
yeah, no, I love it.
Yeah. But this is also the phase, like, moon-wise, this is the growing moon, right? So you've got the waxing moon happening, right, as the moon is getting brighter and fuller, as are we. So in that kind of woo-woo land, it's the springtime element, or season, rather. It's the wood element, technically. But it's springtime, so very much like the world around you, you're growing, you're blooming, right? The buds are coming out as the follicles in the ovary are quite literally budding, as is spring. So it's a beautiful season. And you may even find, you know, when we're talking about the sensual system taste, you may find yourself craving more of those spring greens. You may want some, you know, lighter, fresh foods, some sprouts, some dandelions. You know, I often know that I'm hitting my follicular phase because I'll have a craving for like a hummus and sprouts sandwich or wrap or something. And as soon as I start craving like hummus and carrots and celery, I know I'm moving into follicular. Like that's one of the first signs.
Oh my goodness. Same. Yeah. And I think for me that it's the energy shift that I notice and like my mood and movement, like what my body is craving in terms of like movement also starts shifting. It's interesting, you know, you could take a class, I don't know, day 7 of your cycle, same teacher, same exact class versus like day 21, 22 of your cycle. And you'll notice like a big shift in energy and desire. I think that's a big thing for me. Like, do I actually want to do this in my deep luteal or luteal phase versus like where I am in the follicular phase? I always find that interesting when I'm working with clients. It's like, okay, well, tap into where you are in your cycle, and movement has always been a way to kind of like tap in for myself and people that I work with. But I think it's a great way to also work with your mental health too, because you can be kinder to yourself when you know it's not you, your hormones that are shifting and changing. It's not that you can't like, it's not a sign to like push through or work harder. It's really about, oh, like it feels like quicksand today. I'm going to just take it a little bit easier. I can still do this class, but in a more kind, easier way versus then like that negative self-talk that might come up when we're not understanding the energy shifts with each phase.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure. And this is a phase too, where usually you go from feeling like, oh, I just want to, you know, watch something chill or read a book or, you know, knit by the fire or whatever, I cross stitch, whatever your thing is that's, you know, calming and relaxing, to like, oh, I want to go do some group stuff. I want to listen to louder music. I want to have, you know, I want to put on a movie with a little more action or adventure. So it really is, you know, that space where you can listen to those keys and it is more socially acceptable. So it's easier. So follicular sometimes is a great phase to practice in because it is more of those like socially acceptable extroverted things. It is a good phase, especially to start practicing living in flow in, because it is a little bit easier mentally, like Katie was saying, on you to have that feeling and go with it in this phase. So feel free, you know, turn up the volume, turn up the screen brightness, you know, go out there. Even your sense of smell will change. Oftentimes this phase is, you do enjoy those more like citrusy lemongrass kind of smells. So even your sense of smell can oftentimes crave different things in this phase than in menstrual. And that's another really good way of knowing, oh, I think I have shifted out of menstrual into follicular, because now I really do want the lemongrass candle versus menstrual when you want something a little bit more cozy and comforting.
I always say like, this is usually when you won't cancel plans.
Yes.
Like if you're tracking, like highly encourage everyone to track chart. But this is usually when you, if you want to meet up with girlfriends for dinner, like, you know, plan it around when you probably won't cancel. versus like, I've noticed, especially, you know, lately, like, oh my goodness, like I'm just automatically saying no to things because I know that I'm going to cancel anyways, like right before my period arrives.
You might as well make your life easier.
Yes, totally. It's like, that's not going to work for me. Like, we could pick a new date or please go without me.
Yeah. Or like, if you're a mom, invite the kids over for the play date. You know, like you'll have the energy to host the kids that week. And then in 2 weeks when you're in like deep luteal or menstrual, you won't feel as guilty saying, can you do the play date this week?
Hopefully they're on a different phase.
Yeah, hopefully. But hey, look, if you're the one living in flow, go with it.
Yes. No. Yeah. I just think it's like, it's so fascinating to really listen to your body, you know, when your physical body and your head are connected, you know, the thoughts with the movement and the desires and everything's really working together. I find that's when we really lead with what we truly want to do and desire. And it just feels like you're in flow when you're doing all of that together versus so many times I see people just like, we're just missing the cues because we just haven't been able to like deep drop into what's happening in our bodies.
Yeah. And you kind of inspired my last thought on follicular for at least this episode, since we're trying to keep them a little short and concise. But it's that phase where, like you just said, it feels in flow. When you're in it and you're feeling good and you're feeling in that flow, what does that feel like for you? And then when you go into those phases that turn more inward, and we'll talk about luteal and we've had the menstrual episode already, but when you're in those more internal things, does it feel in flow to push in that phase? Probably not. So what does that inflow feeling feel like in those phases? Because it's not the same actions that are going to have that same feeling in those other phases. So sometimes it is really good to start building that mind-body connection in follicular and know what flow feels like for you so that you can find that feeling in the other phases as well.
Yes. And mind-body connection. So if anyone's listening, you can probably tell I'm in deep luteal because my brain is not working correctly. But that's what I was trying to say with the head and the body. Mind-body connection. Thank you.
100%. Hey, look, we're going to be recording these podcasts in all sorts of phases. And you, the listener, will probably start to be able to spot who's in what phase. I'm obviously more in follicular right now.
Which is perfect. Balance each other out.
That's right. I'll be here to pick up the words this week. Any last thoughts on follicular?
No, I think it's just one of those phases where it's really interesting when people that are listening, if you're going to start charting, you know, really start paying attention to like when your energy and your social skill life comes back into play. And I always find this phase really promising.
Yeah. Good way of putting it. I love that. See, that was a good word. Even deep luteal. All right. Thanks everyone for listening. We will be in ovulation for our next episode. So stay tuned and we'll see you then. Bye for now.
A big shout out and thank you to our sponsors for today's episode, Period Coaching School and Katie Bresek Wellness.
Thanks to you, our favorite bestie, for listening to the Period Besties podcast, where no topic is TMI. And of course, share this episode with your besties.
Remember to leave us a 5-star review, nothing less than the best for us besties, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
You can follow us on Instagram at Stasha Washburn and at Katie Bresak, or email us at periodbestiespodcast@gmail.com.
Check out more about us at katiebresak.com and periodcoachingschool.com. And of course, check the show notes for free goodies and extras that support this episode.
We'll see you on the next episode.
Bye for now, besties.